The Chatham Arts Council is investing in artists through our Meet This Artist series, introducing you to Chatham County's creative community one interview at a time. In this special audio feature, we meet Joseph Meagle, longtime artistic director of the Process series at UNC Chapel Hill. His work has championed new plays, performance art, dance, and interdisciplinary collaborations for nearly two decades, giving audiences a rare look into how creative work evolves from idea to stage. So take a look, or in this case, have a listen, and meet your very inspiring neighbor. So let's start with a look back. Over the years, the Process series has become a vital space for developing new work. When you think about the arc of the series, what are you the most proud of?
I think the breadth of the series over the years and how many different disciplines we've represented in those 18 years, from plays where I started, to spoken word, to storytelling, to sound artist work, to oral histories, to poetry, to dance, to multidisciplinary work where you bring all of these different disciplines to one piece of work. When I think about how many different types of pieces we've done in 18 years and how many different works we've launched. Yeah, just, you know, makes me kvel. It's a Yiddish word. Very proud.
And in your view, is this one of the things that makes Process series different from other developmental platforms?
Well, I do think that because we deal in so many different disciplines, it really makes us stand out. And because we're affiliated with an A1 research institution, UNC, those artists now have access to experts outside of their field, right? The fact that it crosses disciplines and you can see so many different types of artists working and see their process makes it very specific. It's really great for students who are looking at the performing arts as a career or critically engaging with the arts. And it also gives our community, the university community and the community at large, a little insight into how performers and artists create their work. And I've been sort of how accomplished these artists have been, and to see how they struggle and how they sort of work towards getting to the thing that they're trying to get to. I think is very helpful, not only to students, but a lot of people in the community who come often to the Process series are really interested in seeing how the process goes for these artists.
Do they get a chance to be a part of the conversation through talkbacks and
absolutely
things like that?
The types of conversations we have at the end are very different than most. A lot of times in talkbacks, the audience asks the artist questions. I'm less interested in that for the artist. Maybe the artist would like to answer their questions, but I'm more interested in what the audience received as a way of giving, you know, the creator of the work the best understanding of what the work is doing in the moment.
They get to find out what lands.
What lands, what doesn't land, what makes sense. Sometimes you ask, do they get what, you know, I'm working on? By letting the audience speak about those things, they'll discover if they're getting it.
Can you think about a moment where that sort of conversation helped to inform what the piece eventually became in its finished form?
What's helpful, again, is when audiences express a certain type of confusion. I have seen work done where a line or two was changed, or even sort of the way we attacked a moment was changed between a Friday and a Saturday night, and the audience went from confusion to understanding. I think it shows how complicated the process can be in terms of getting to where it needs to be. And to tell you the truth, every artist I work with is a little bit different about how they receive that work and how they develop that work. Some artists will give you the piece and say, that's what you're doing, and some artists will be changing things through rehearsal processes, through, you know, one performance to another. They'll be constantly be changing things. So it really depends on who you're working with, how they use the process. But I have seen profound differences between Friday and Saturday night, and then I have seen that work go on and improve from there based on audience response based on, we do questionnaires with the audience too, and we give the artists, you know, the answers to those questions, and some of them use them really in wise ways. You know, we try not to let the audience rewrite or pretend like they're rewriting the pieces. And certainly most creators don't want to hear that type of work. Like, I really think you should make this into that. But I think if you understand how something is hitting, and by just changing a tone a little bit, it could hit a totally different way. I think it's really informative and really helpful in the process.
Wonderful. Has there ever been a project or moment in the series that changed the way that you think about the process of creating performance pieces?
So I've come to this as a new play director. So I came to UNC from work in theater, focused on new work, but mostly plays. So when I started the series, I started working in these different disciplines, and I realized that artists in different disciplines have different understandings about what process is and what they can do. You just have to adjust with the artists from different disciplines and figure out what will best help them sort of take next steps and adjust to those.
So with all your theatrical background, directing, development, production, stage, screen, collaborating with writers, what is the thing that draws you the most to new works?
Well, first of all, I think in this day and age, I want to do things that matter or make a difference. So contemporary work, new work, tends to engage with the times we are in. And so that's exciting. I just love working with really smart writers. So when you engage and converse and when you get to midwife a piece, if you're working, you can say a couple things to a really good writer and something will blossom, you know, and you'll see the impact of that in extraordinary ways that you could never imagine, you know, just by yourself. I mean, so, and I really feel like that's a real turn on to me in terms of my work, to help a piece grow into what it wants to become. And I love working with writers. I have long collaborations with writers that are I really cherish, and that just keeps me going. And when I'm in the working mode, I feel most alive.
Is there a difference between how you work with the writer and how you work with the performer / actor?
As a director of new works, my intention is to reveal the work as clearly and as exactly what the playwright was going for. That doesn't mean I don't bring a voice, but it does mean my motivation is to let the work breathe. I'm not an auteur director where I put my own stamp on it. Like, that's a Joseph Meagle production. What I'm trying to do is get the work on the page to be exactly what it needs to be so that the next transformation can happen, which is the production. And when I'm working with the actors, I'm trying to just get them to be as clear as in terms of intention and what they're after as they can be. You know, actors are different too. Writers are different and actors are different. There are a lot of different disciplines, there are a lot of different methodologies that actors do to get to where they're going. And I think what I try to do is meet them where they are, right? And engage with them sort of with understanding that there's certain things you do with actors like beats and rhythms and that you deal with differently when you're talking about writers, right? So, but it's the same aim, is to reveal the work as clearly as clearly as possible, and to let the work do what it needs to do.
And so this is the final season of the Process series.
Sad.
Oh, no. But I know this isn't the end of your road in new play development, perhaps. So what's next for you creatively? Are you thinking something new into form as we speak?
I think I will always do new work. I'm going to continue to do new work. I'm going to continue to work with my long-term collaborators, Howard Kraft, Mike Wiley locally, D.W. Gregory, Jennifer Mazel, Guillermo Reyes, John Petrowski, Oliver Mayer, Andrea Stolwitz. These are all amazing playwrights, and I have had the privilege to work with them. I will continue to work with them. I'm also working with Howard Kraft on some of his film work that has come out of our production of Freight. There is a film being developed based on Freight by Macro, working with Alphonse Nicholson, the actor, and we're working toward a production of that. So I'm on as executive producer of that film. It's in development, and I'm hoping that leads to other film work. Over the years, I've worked with screenwriters and developing screenwriters, and there's a list of screenplays that I'm really interested in seeing come to life. So I think I'm going to spend a little bit more time in that world. I have a degree from USC in film producing, which I haven't exercised those muscles much. I've done some short films, but that's about it. So I'm hoping to see that as well as the continued work, on new plays that I'll never stop doing. And the process series might find a different way of breathing in the outside world. We may partner with another theater, or it's just work I'll do naturally as an artist to develop new work with playwrights.
So just to wrap up, if you could give one piece of advice to a young artist just beginning out on their journey, if you could give one piece of advice to a young playwright or a young actor starting out, what would it be?
Different than prose and poetry, playwriting is ultimately a collaborative art. You're writing a play to be done. And I would just encourage the young artists to learn how to collaborate. I always take the best idea in the room as a director. And sometimes I'll get credit for the best idea when it may be what was not mine, and sometimes I won't get credit when it was. But learning how to collaborate and listen and allow everyone in, especially really good voices, and pick the best idea and lift that idea up is the best way to go. And picking good collaborators is key. If you trust and value the voices of the people you work with, you can achieve incredible things.
Meet This Artist with Joseph Meagle was produced by the Chatham Arts Council with support from the team at VRC Limited. To discover more stories and upcoming arts events, visit chathamartscouncil.org.